The world needs an exorcism. And guess who's going to do it? You and I. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do sit there, buy me a coffee. Let's get right into this. Let me explain. So for some of you, you have not watched that video that I talked about having cursed objects in my house. And in going through my house, seeing that there was demonic attachments or influences connected to these different cursed objects, it led me to think. It was trying to teach me something. I was reflecting on what it was that God was showing me through doing all these different things. And this is what I came to. That everything and all of creation is about like a type of marriage. The word religion means to bind together. The word yoga means to yoke together. What is this all about? That Satan wants to marry and be infused into every single person, place, object, animal, and thing in time. And God wants to do the exact opposite. He wants to expel evil from every person, place, object, time, thing, or animal, or anything. He wants to expel evil out of those things and marry those things and be infused into them. Why? Because that's how it was at the beginning. When you look at the visions of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich that she sees of the Garden of Eden, I'm going to put them right here where it is that you can find them. That's what she sees. Every plant, every animal, every object, every place was infused with God and so transmitted his healing presence, his full glory, his light, everything. And if you think about it, it's still somewhat the case. When you're holding a rock, for instance, who holds it in being? God is holding it in existence. God, when you're touching that, somehow you're connecting with God in some sort of way because God is holding that in existence. So it's like there's only this thin layer between you and all the rest of the power of God. Somehow, despite the fact that God holds everything in existence, we don't get all of him through those things. But that is what we are wanting to do. And if we look at our Catholic faith and shrines, it's already the case. This is the case that God and his full healing power comes to us through different places. We have holy places where there's healing. We have holy images where there's healing, holy statues, holy oils, holy rocks, holy water, holy human being parts, everything. If you think about it, if you look at all these different shrines, there's all types of objects that transmit to us God's healing. And so we as lay people are called to cast out evil out of everything and call God into all of it. When you look at exorcisms, people will sometimes, out of this sort of false holiness, false humility, and false devotion, say, no, only the priest can do that. But the only thing that exorcist priests can do, it has to be a priest delegated by the bishop to be the exorcist. So not just any priest, it has to be a delegated priest. It's only in cases where there is a full possession or a high level of possession. Everything else, the rest of us can do. And the saints did this, if you don't believe me. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, wherever there was evil places or in cemeteries or evil presences, she would go and bless it with holy water. She would do penance. She would cast out evil from wherever it was that she went. We can do that. That's why we're baptized priests, prophets, and kings, because we have this power to expel evil. And so we need to cast out evil out of everything. Not just your house, not just you, but everything, every object. And if you think about it, especially when you go to the instructions that Jesus gives the apostles and disciples at the end of Mark, I'm going to read that to you. Listen to what he says and reflect on this, because you've probably heard this before and wondered why he said this. But he said to them, and this is Mark 14, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Everything. What is a creature? A creature is something created by God. And then speaking again to this friend who has this gift of discernment, he talks about that he'll feel the presence of even demonic beings in certain places and in rivers and forests. Like they're attached to certain places. And some of you have experienced this. You've gone to places where there feels like there's more evil there, where certain sin has been committed. It's attached to a particular place. And we need to become aware of that. In this battle, nothing can remain neutral. In the same way that we do not leave and should not leave a single person unbaptized, we should not leave a single creature unbaptized. Now, we're not going to literally pull out the baptism ritual and baptize every plant on earth, but we should call down God's blessing on everything. There's even blessings for fields, for plants, for animals, for all of this. But we know that priests aren't going to go out there and do all this. We can do this. We can bless our home. Isn't that why priests give us holy water? Why? Why are we given holy water if we do not use it? It's not just to be used on human beings. It's to cast out evil out of every object. Even I went to this deliverance conference where they talked about having your cell phones blessed. Everything needs to be blessed so that everything can be a portal through which we access God. Every plant, every place, every animal, every object, especially technology, like this camera, and all of this, we need to bring it and put it to the feet of the Lord through holy water, through prayers. We need to submit it to Him. This is why Satan is defeating the church so easily, because we don't do this. We're only giving him some things. I mean, even with humans, we don't even care so much to baptize every human. We don't care about that anymore. Well, we need to, every human, but not just every human, everything, every creature. My friends, we need to do an exorcism of the world. If we don't do it, who will? I'll see you in the next one.